Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, everybody. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. I hope everyone is having a great day today. It is actually November the 12th. So I see my co-host is a little running a little late, but that's okay. Yeah. Well, you know, as we all know by now, you know, we do have a new administration that will be getting things started on January 20th. You know, with the 45 is, you know, there still for three more weeks longer. Particularly not happy with how things turned out. But, you know, look, it is what it is, people, and he just needs to get over it. You know, but we will wish him, you know, good trails and, you know, but he's gone. Definitely, we have a great show for you guys today. We will be interviewing our artist of the month for this month, Deacon Rap. So we're definitely looking forward to having him come on. And while we're waiting for my slow.
What's up, everybody?
Hello, sir. Good. Glad you joined us today.
Yes. It's traffic.
Traffic.
Yeah, the rain and all that stuff.
You don't even drive.
Don't matter. But anyway, let's go to the first call. First try.
All right. All right. I'll leave you alone. But our first track of the day is by our special guest for today. Also our artist of the month. This is "Never Give Up" by Deacon Rap.
Say that again.
Deacon Rap,
never give
up.
You're just a wannabe. You're never gonna make it. That's just the reality. That's how you gotta take it. You just give up now before your life is wasted. You better stay in college, cause dog, you can't even make it. I know you got a dream, all you wanna do is rap. But you should give it up, cause all you sound is whack.
Never give up on your dream, cause that's all we have in life. So we take a walk with me, as we roll into this fight. And no matter what they say, everything will be alright.
I would never make it as a rapper, but now here I am and I couldn't down better. Coming from the headphones of all of those talkers who said I was a poser, who said they weren't mockers, who said they were trying to save me from disappointment. But to be told, dog, y'all was just annoying. This is a Nerd Life album and I wanna say yo, cause this is just a warning till my album blow.
Never give up on your dream.
Dreamers listening, don't stop dreaming. And just like Journey said, don't stop believing. But there is criticism, and most of it's bad. Mostly in the beginning, and you gotta take that. All the things that you heard, that's what they told me. All the kids in middle school, and some people here with me. Forget all the people who weren't there in the beginning, and remember the people who were just there listening.
lifting you up when you was down for the count. Who taught you everything when you just didn't amount? Cause there was some time where I wanted to give up, but my brother was one of the people who would lift me up. He put me in the studio and now he's on the mic. Now the struggle's still real, but it's starting to feel nice. Everything will get better as the time goes on. We'll work hard for your dream, keep going on and on. All my life, all I ever wanted to do was be a rapper. And despite all the obstacles I've had to face, here I am recording this track.
Oh, we're back, y'all.
Alrighty, definitely like that joint. That was Never Give Up by Deacon Rhett. So I definitely can't wait to get him on, you know, for our interview, which will be coming up a little later on in the show. He definitely seems like he's a, like, fun. He has fun with what he's doing. He does. Like, I've been on his Instagram. He is definitely having some fun, and I like that. You gotta enjoy it. You gotta enjoy it. So I'm definitely psyched up for it. But let's get into our second track. The second next track is "Call Away" by Lovely Tamar.
Oh yeah, y'all.
One second, it's loading.
So you have any announcements today, sir?
Not really.
Okay.
Do you have anything to talk about? What's going on with you?
No.
Your feet.
All righty, and we are back. I like that joint.
Yeah.
I definitely like that. That was a call away by the lovely Tamar. That was nice. I like that. That was powerful. I could feel it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But all righty, let's get to some callers.
816-529 live.
First man standing, time to get up. Once your line's broken, then too much, you lost luck begging, pretending. Which way you headed? Too fucked up, far beyond and back. Off a double stack, two or three and a dank sack. A spinal attack to get you relaxed like a brain cell crash. Like a car in the dark, lost on a down road. Pay attention, take it slow, cause who'd have ever even known me accompanied by drugs would get your stereo blown. Twisted, mangled, controlling strings that I dangled. How to handle my feelings are all tangled. Should I go straight up this 90 degree angle? Here's my emotions written on this fucking table. The contents, wondering if it's nonsense. My sweat and effort, respect my conscience. You think it's for my health, studying, writing to release myself, gain some trust, play what I got dealt. These cards that we're holding, do you have feel what I felt? Ignorance, anger, jealousy, dishonesty, world's corruption, monotony. Realize it's how you handle it. Sneaky, scandalous girls and random fucks on a list. Spontaneous, you hit to boxes to tape up and lick. Working job, small money, it's fucking sick. Yeah.
Alrighty, I'm liking that. Hello?
Hey,
hello, say your name, where are you from?
He dropped out. We got 978-891, you live.
Hey, family, it's Ann Jules in the Royal Crush Takeover Blackout Radio House. What's up?
Hey,
what's
sis,
up?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, fam?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear. Thank you so much for having us. And for playing our music, and I love to call in and show my support for my family here on Royal Crush Takeover on Blackout Radio, Eddie Powell, LeVar Hayes, and my sister, the queen of all, you know, all of Royal Crush Takeover, Royal Crush Keisha. Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm loving this show, and I love you guys. I thank you so much for having us on. Back in October, October 22nd was that magical day, Dot Earthland Day, and I am really, really grateful to you guys. And we had so much fun, and, you know, shout out to all of our listeners and all the callers and all of our supporters. We love you guys. Shout out to all the Blackout Radio family, all the hosts and hostesses. We got a nice team, and we need to support each other and stay, you know, stay true to one to ourselves. But in the same process, help one another. And I just love helping good people like you guys and OMF Posse, you know, Carlito 810, and anyone who's doing cool things out in the world. I love to show my support, and I thank you guys for all of your support too and all your love.
Appreciate you as well.
Yes, and you are so welcome, sis.
And I was going to say, you know, don't let the haters get you down, because what I see and what I feel in my heart is unity going on. Like, if you, at the end of the day, you know, it's unity that, you know, we're all here to support each other. And that's the kind of vibe I like to just keep alive and hold that kind of space in the world. So I'm just going to keep doing my thing and, you know, working on our music and all our goals and stay in my joy. And I'm just grateful that there's so many good people out there, and I love connecting good people together. And you guys provide such a great platform and spotlight for all the artists and all different types of people of all walks of life. And I love it. So I love to rock here on Blackout Radio. So I've been doing this since he started, since Black Tears started this in 2015. And I'm so grateful that I've known you guys that long, and I'm just so grateful to have such wonderful people in my life. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you as well.
You are so welcome, sis. We're so grateful, you know, for your love, support, and your friendship. And yes, we have been rocking with each other, you know, since just day one. You've just, you know, how I'm big on loyalty, and you've been loving and supporting us since, you know, day one. So I will love and support you to the end, till the wheels fall off and then some. Because, you know, I have lost a wheel before.
Oh, I love you. That's so sweet, and I feel the same way. I got nothing but love, you know, and I'm just so grateful that you guys, I love seeing you guys succeed, and you guys are making moves and just keep shining, you know, that's what's most important, is shining in your own, who you are, being true to yourself.
Exactly.
No matter what.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's not easy some days, but I support you guys, and I'm really excited because Jay and I are, you know, we're working on our music and working on getting things together to release another track that we wrote, and, you know, staying focused on all that joy and creativity. And I mean, you guys know my story, our story. We lost Robin Noise Temple, Sugar Hill Gang, and Crip Hop Nation Worldwide back in April, and it's still so, you know, sad a story, but we released Deja Vu for You featuring Rob the Noise Temple, and to honor him because he wrote that track, and he is old school hip hop legend, you know, he was involved with so many wonderful people out there making music, and I'm just so very blessed that I knew him, and I miss him so much. But I got to keep his family in my heart and in my prayers and in my thoughts, and because they're missing a father and a brother, and you know, he lost his wife. They're missing a mother, and he lost his first wife, Margaret Conway Temple. So there's a lot of sad hearts out there, but we keep them in our thoughts and our prayers, and I'm just so grateful to have had somebody like that in my life, and I'm grateful for all the feedback on our track, and thank you guys so much for playing it, and for my Blackout Radio family for all your feedback and all your support. I mean, I'm gonna say it like a broken record over and over and over. You'll get tired of it, but I'm gonna say it. Maybe you won't get tired of it, but
no, I am never tired of a compliment. Come on now, we is never tired. A person can't tell you, but we is never tired of a compliment. Come on, you know. But it's the love is just so you know, just so mutual, and you know, you loving us is just it's genuine love, you know. Because
yes, exactly.
I tell people everybody. You just like you can't accept everybody's prayer, you cannot accept everybody's love. But when the love is genuine, and it's coming from a genuine place, I will accept that in my heart any and every day.
Yeah, and you can definitely tell when something's real, when something's not. You know,
yeah.
'Cause when you give it out, you get it back. You know, if you put out fakeness, that's all you're going to get back. So I'm so grateful for all the helpful people in my life. I wouldn't have been able to do any of all this that I've done in my life without important, helpful, kind people like Carrie Moorer, you know, Lindell Spirit, and like DJ King Ruckus over there at Universal Zulu Nation's Pyramid Sounds. You know, Eddie Powell, so many cool people that have put me in the right place at the right time, given me opportunities, and I run with it, you know. And that's what sets you apart, you know, because when a door is open, some people won't walk through it. You know, they don't believe in themselves. And you just got to believe in yourself. And, you know, once you get all the haters, which I got haters too, but that shows that we're doing something right. So
yeah,
just keep rising. And I got nothing but love.
Beat out hate any day. You know, we are seeing it now, you know, and the mess that's going on, you know, here, that love will beat out hate any day. You know, it might not always come, you know, when you want it, but.
Right. It's so true.
It has lifted us up where we needed it, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't want to take up too much of you guys' time because it's a great show, and I know you got lots going on. But shout out to all the callers and the listeners out there. Keep rising. Keep doing your thing. Believe in yourself. And check us out, Deja Vu for You, featuring Rob the Noise Temple. It's on all the platforms. And I send out much love to everybody. But like you say, Queen, stay safe.
Definitely got to stay safe out there, sis. And, you know, again, we appreciate you, and thanks for calling in.
Most definitely. Salute, fam. Peace.
Same to you. That's what's up.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. Let's get to the next one.
Hey, y'all. This is Tupac Tina. How y'all doing?
I'm doing fine, yourself.
I'm good. What y'all got going on today?
Well, you know, right now we're just taking some callers before our special guest. It's time for him to call in for his interview. We're going to be interviewing an artist today, Deacon Rap. So.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, I got a song I'm going to sing y'all tonight. In the email, and y'all can check me out at Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube, Tupac Tina to You on SoundCloud, and Tina Tupac Jackson on Facebook.
Yeah, okay, sis.
I appreciate y'all letting me call in. Y'all have a good day.
You do the same.
Yeah. All right. And we definitely appreciate you as well, sis.
All right, I appreciate y'all too.
No problem.
All right.
All right, let's get to the next one.
419-265.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Tony Storm, man. Calling from the south side of Toledo, Ohio, man. Working on music, man, you know, trying to keep it moving, stay inspired, you know. What's going on, child?
Yeah, you know what, just taking some callers before our special guest get on the line.
Yeah, that's what's up. Who's the special guest?
His name is Deacon Rap.
Deacon Raps?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's cool. All right, I might check it out. Yeah, I appreciate y'all letting me call in. You know, I always just bring awareness to my channels, man, and stuff like that, and social media, you know, for the most part.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? If that's cool. Yeah, you know, if you don't mind, just Tony Storm 419, everybody. Like, I rap, I produce. I also got a Beat Stars. It's Tony Storm, regular Tony Storm. My Instagram, Tony Storm 419, I think. And then my Facebook, you can like the 419 page. And also, I got a couple pages, man, but mainly everything's going to be Tony's. And I was working on, like, beats lately, but, like, now I've been trying to work on my other game, too, like my bars, too. So I'm getting back to it. I got some stuff, though. I got like, different playlists. If you go to my YouTube, Tony Storm, you'll see, like, I got different playlists. But I have a whole playlist full of beats, too, if anybody's interested on YouTube. You can just check out. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
And some songs too, but yeah, that's really it, man. I'm just trying to. I just did something today, but I don't want to put it out prematurely. I'm just working on the editing of it, man. It's pretty dope, though. You know, I stay with.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, for sure. Well, like I said, man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. Like Tony Storm, everywhere. It's y'all really want some beats, look for Tony Storm on BeatStars. And if you want to hear some new music and some content or whatever, check me out on YouTube at Tony Storm. I appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace. All right, feel like going into some music before we get to our special guest?
Oh, yes. Let's get on. This is it. Remember the Times by Deacon Red.
Remember the time. Remember the time. Remember the time. We were 10 years old, not a care in the world. Remember the time. Remember the time. Remember the time.
Yo.
Remember the time. We were 10 years old, not a care in the world. Remember the time. Remember the time. Remember the time.
Yo.
Remember the time. We were 10 years old, not a care in the world. Remember the time. Coming home straight after school. Turn on to Nami, all happy like a fool. First up, Sailor Moon. Will the nigga verse rule? Reenacting transformation. It was so cool. After Toonami, yo, your friend would come over. Nintendo 64 with a broken controller. Pokemon, Gold and Silver, Game Boy Color. Begging your parents if they can sleep over.
Remember the time.
Remember the time. Remember the time.
Yo.
Remember the time. We were 10 years old, not a care in the world. Remember the time. Remember the time. Remember the time.
Yo.
10 years old, not a care in the world.
Remember the time you first saw Naruto, and you were staying up late to see Yu Yu Hakusho.
Remember the time your parents got you Grand Theft Auto. PS2 days, feeling like you hit the lottery. Remember the time when we had the Blockbuster night. Orange VHS tape had us feeling alright. Remember the time we were 10 years old, not a care in the world.
Remember the time.
Remember the time. Remember the time.
Yo.
Remember the time. We were 10 years old, not a care in the world. Remember the time. Remember the time. Remember the time.
Yo.
Remember the time. We were 10 years old, not a care in the world.
Remember one time in 2002. Your friend had a dragon with the eyes of blue. Remember the time. Homie, it was me and you. Us against the world, and that's the truth. Remember the time. On our shoulders. Now here we are, over 10 years later. Remember the time.
Remember the time.
Remember the time.
Pulp Fiction.
Remember the time.
PlayStation.
Remember the time. We were 10 years old, not a care in the world. Remember the time.
Remember the time.
Power Rangers.
Remember the time.
Grunge Fusion.
Remember the time. We were 10 years old, not a care in the world.
All right, and we are back. I like that joint as well. That was Remember the Time by our special guest for today, Deacon Rap, who is also our artist of the month.
He's in the queue.
201-328, you live.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey!
Hi, is this the Royal Crush Takeover with Blackout Radio?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I got some good news for you. Finally, Deacon Rap has come to the Royal Crush Takeover on Blackout Radio. How are you guys doing? How am I doing? I'm cool as ice.
Oh, definitely, I like that.
Thank you, thank you.
I told my co-host, I do a little Facebook and internet stalking, you know, whenever we have someone on, and I was like, I really like you because you have fun with this, and like, that is the way to go.
Well, ma'am, have you ever seen the movie Straight Outta Compton?
yes.
Yeah, in the movie, when they're being interviewed, saying that their music promotes violence, Ice Cube says, our art is a reflection of our reality, and that's what hip-hop really is a reflection of your reality. And what you see that I'm doing, this is my reality, so I figured, why not rap about what's real? Rap about me. I mean, we talk about all the time about being real and being true to the game. Like, how many gangster rappers you know right now have never even held a real gun before?
Right.
Yeah. Whereas with me, it's like, you can't fake this. There's no, you can't say this isn't real.
You are exactly right. You know, they're not holding guns. They ain't selling no drugs. So, yes, you are exactly right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So I see you got your start in 2013. Like, was it really challenging when you first decided to be an artist?
No. See, what happened was when I was 10 years old, I saw 8 Mile, right? And at the end of the movie, I decided this is what I would put on a show to do. Being a rapper is what I was born to do. And in 2013, you know, a couple years later, I was at an anime convention called MizumiCon, right? And around the internet at this time, people were making parodies of songs. You know, like, have you ever heard of Grenade by Bruno Mars?
Yes.
Yeah. It talked about a girl who, like, is who you love, but she's being unfaithful to you. Somebody made a parody of that where the song goes, we just met, but I know you're my soulmate. I got your name tattooed on my chest, neck, and face. And it was just so funny. So I figured there's nothing about anime conventions. Nobody's making a parody about anime. Nobody's making a parody about nerd culture. So I decided I'm going to do a parody of Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube, and I'm going to make the song about MizumiCon. And friggin' next convention, all of a sudden, people are recognizing me, and they're like, hey, you're the guys in the video. Hey, I love your MizumiCon video. So I decided, forget gospel music. I'm going to start doing this.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. It's like, I got nothing against gospel music. It's just that when I was doing it, I wasn't going anywhere. And plus, at the time, the church and the Christian community wasn't as accepting of rap music as they are now.
Yeah. Yeah, so I definitely understand that. And like I said, you are having you having fun with it.
You gotta have fun with it.
Definitely.
You know, like, yeah.
You definitely have to have some fun with it. Yeah. So, you know, since you've mentioned Ice Cube and Straight Outta Compton, is he like, who was... you know, like someone that, you know, different artists that you kind of looked up to when you were growing up?
Let's see. Eminem for one, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, the Beatles. Let's see, who else? I grew up on Hank Williams and Toby Keith because my family, I come from a family of country artists. Let's see, who else? Who else did I listen to a lot? Mainly some... anime music and, you know, opening song to different anime and cartoons and the Space Jam soundtrack. So I listened to a lot growing up.
Yeah, okay. I definitely see that.
Yeah. Oh, and Selena. I forgot. I also have to mention Selena, the Tejano singer.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, is it that Selena or are you talking about like Selena Gomez? But all right.
Oh, no, not Selena Gomez. No, you know which Selena I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do. I have always loved Selena. That is one of my favorite movies. Like, J Lo, like, really put it down in that movie. She really did.
I know.
But yeah,
definitely.
She's one of my favorite. She's one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
And
have you guys? Oh, sorry, continue.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, have you guys heard about that new Selena series on Netflix?
Yes, I have. So I am here for it. And I think it's something that really did need to happen because, like,
no.
I'm 37.
Mm-hmm.
But I, a lot of, you know, like, my little cousins, like, they don't know, you know, like, the significance of her, you know. So I think it being on Netflix, it'll get her to, you know, a younger demographic that will really know who she is and really know her music and her whole story. I think it was time. It definitely was time. And, you know, her how she just wanted to do things into fashion. And I love her, and I just feel like, you know, the world is just really just missed out because of the tragic, you know, tragicness of her story.
Yeah. So I have two things about that. One, the Selena movie with Jennifer Lopez, it's already on Netflix. So if people wanted to check it out, it's already there. And as far as the series goes, we didn't really need the series. And watching the trailer, I was just like, this looks like what would happen if you ordered the Selena movie off of Wish.
No, I haven't. Oh no, don't tell me that. I have not seen the trailer yet. But when we finish this show, I have to go. Oh no, I hope it's not that bad.
Yeah, and here's my number one complaint with the movie is that it's not period correct. Here's what I mean. Like in the movie with Jennifer Lopez, there's a backup singer with a mullet, like a very long mullet, like a very obvious mullet, right? And when I was watching this movie, I was wondering, are they going to keep the mullet guy in there? And no, the mullet guy isn't in there. I'm like, this is not period correct. This is, you know, Hispanic culture in the late 80s, early 90s. You need the mullet guy in there.
You got to have the mullet guy.
Yes, definitely. But is Selena big where you guys are from?
A little bit.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I would say for like people my age, yeah, but like not the younger kids, not because even when like the movie comes out, people don't realize that it's based off a real person, so they just thinking, you know, like when my cousin was like really young, and her thing was like, oh, you know, she was like, and you know, like Jennifer Lopez was in like this really cool movie, but she doesn't realize that like, no, like this was based off of a real person, you know. So I had to have that whole conversation with her, like, no, honey, she was real, you know.
Yeah.
But I
like,
and even, you know, with the movie being on Netflix, I still think it's, dang it, damn, this series better not be all messed up, because then I'll be mad.
Yeah.
I really hope it isn't.
I'm from San Antonio, so every year the grocery store, you know those reusable grocery bags that the grocery store sell? Well, here in Texas, we have this grocery store chain called HEB. It's a Texas-only grocery store. And every year they have a new design of a Selena grocery bag, and every city had their own Selena festival. Every year, at Christmas time, there's like a Selena product. Like there was this new line of car fresheners called La Conesta car freshener, and their most popular car fresheners were the Selena car fresheners. So even old and young, because you see people dressing their babies at Selena for Halloween. You see, whenever they have a parade, you have these little kids with Selena costumes. So Selena is still very much alive here in Texas, as she probably was back then.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, it definitely, yeah. It's the area that's, you know.
Yeah.
Like, because here, yeah, we don't, you know what, I'm not even really for sure, like, how large our, like, Mexican population is here in Maryland. But, yeah, because like, I was coming up in that time, and I was a dancer, so, you know, like, I just loved the different types of music and things, and, yeah, like, that's definitely me.
Oh, yeah, same. Like, if you look at my playlist, I have music in 6 different languages.
So did you always want to do music?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm a 7th-generation guitar player, so I was bound to do music. From the time I was born, I was going to do music some way or another.
Okay, then you just already on the plantation.
Yeah.
Okay.
My uncle and my dad, they were in a country band, and they opened up for guys like Ray Price and Hank Williams Jr. The problem was my uncle, he was a great singer and he was a great guitar player, but he loved drinking and he loved women. So, you know, he didn't really have the dream as much as I do. And then my older brother, they were in rock band their whole life, but they never found their niche. Or niche, or however you pronounce it, where they just stick. And my older brother that left the band, he's now a producer here in San Antonio, and he's produced for just about every rapper in San Antonio.
Okay.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I was bound to do music whether I wanted to or not.
Yeah.
So is there anything you like to do besides doing music? Would you do anime?
Besides going to anime conventions, I'm a huge car enthusiast.
Okay. I definitely see that.
Yeah, like, I got a question for you guys. What would you rather have, a 1986 Toyota Corolla stock with low miles or a 2021 Ferrari Portofino?
See, I'm not a car person. So I'm gonna want the Ferrari, cause I'm not gonna know the difference. I just want what look nice.
Gotcha. So, what if I tell you that one day that 86 Corolla is gonna be worth more than that Ferrari?
I'm pretty sure it will be one day. Just don't the moment.
Because right now, what I just. Oh no! Continue.
No, go ahead.
Because what I just described, right now, if you have a white 86 Corolla that's stock, low miles, and it had the Tureno package, you're looking at a $50,000 vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's this anime called Initial D, and the 86 Corolla is the main character's car, and it's about street racing, and everyone's wondering, how are you beating all these fast cars with a little 86 Corolla? And, you know, he's just like, I don't know, man. I'm just really good at driving. And, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I love Japanese domestic manufacturers like Mitsubishi, Mazda, Honda, Nissan, all of that.
Yeah, I when it comes to cars, I know Detroit. That's the only thing I think of. I don't, I'm not.
I say, hey,
Detroit, car,
Detroit. Yeah. Detroit's got some good cars. I mean, Chevy, right? LS motor that they developed, the LS motor is in a lot of fancy $100,000 exotic cars that you never would think would have a Chevy motor like Koenigsegg. They use a Chevy motor. Hennessy, they use a Chevy motor. Let's see, who else? It's another person I can't think of them because their name is too foreign for me to think of. But, yeah, I like cars. I'm a car enthusiast. And every year I go see the new Fast and Furious movie on opening night. And, yeah.
Okay. I definitely can see that.
Yeah. So you said you were stalking my Facebook and everything. So what do you think of my white Power Ranger costume?
I love it. Like, I love the Power Rangers growing up. So, yes, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm here for it. And I wanted to take my mom with me to, like, Comic-Con when they were going to have it here 1 year. And I was like, oh, yes, we are definitely going.
Yeah. Like, I got to, I just made a post today. I got to meet Tommy this weekend again.
Oh, okay, yes, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah,
but I'm like, oh, yeah.
He actually heard my music, and he actually liked it. Like, as soon as he saw me when it was my turn in line, he was like, oh, you're the rapper from San Antonio, right? I'm like, yeah. Main characters can't do it alone. I loved it, bro. And I was just like, oh, my God, Senpai noticed me.
Oh, yeah. So that exactly, you know what, why you mentioned it. Let's get into your next track. This is Main Character. And then we'll take a caller, and then we'll get in with the rest. We'll finish off the rest of the interview.
Okay, so stay on the line then?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you don't go anywhere.
Okay. Okay.
Ready, guys? More begun! Yeah!
It doesn't take much to unlock hidden potential, but a great crew behind you isn't essential. A differential of people who are influential. It's evidential great crews are part of your credentials, not a confidential. It's a consequential. Without you, creatures like an unsharpened pencil. The power of friendship and all it implies. Family isn't always blood, and let me tell you why. It's the loyalty, the attitude that someone has for you. The top to ride or die, to the moon and back. Trini, Billy, Jason, and Zach. Kimberly and Zordon all brought Tommy back, the evil was gone. Gone forevermore. Tommy was better than never before. Not just a Ranger the Six, but the Turtle the Four.
Turtle the Four. Turtle the Four.
Main characters can't do it alone. They had a great group to help them along. Realizing great power that they'd never known. Friendship and love, that's what they were shown. It doesn't matter how big of a muscle tone. Main characters can't do it alone.
Never do it alone. Alone, never do it alone.
Main characters can't do it alone. They had a great group to help them along. Realizing great power that they'd never known. Friendship and love, that's what they were shown. It doesn't matter how big of a muscle tone. Main characters can't do it alone.
Never do it alone. Never do it alone. Never do it alone. Never do it alone.
Not just in Power Rangers, but in other fandoms. From the anime show to the Doctor's Companion. How I got here didn't just happen. With hard work, dedication, all of the planning. It's because of the people that I was surrounding. Myself within one had me awakened. Now I have a stake in this cool on my stomach. Can't let it go to my head. It could be my destruction. We're all gonna fall. We all got it coming. But the ones who left us up are the ones we should be calling family. Ride or die and crew. Negative people in your life, tell them you through. Cause people who won't do you the same way, that's not okay. And that's just the overview. You're the main character of your own life. Get rid of these people that cause you strife. Because
main characters can't do it alone. They had a great group to help them along. Realizing great power that they've never known. Friendship and love, that's what they were shown. It doesn't matter how big of a muscle tone. Main characters can't do it alone.
Never do it alone. Never do it alone. Never do it alone.
Main characters can't do it alone. They had a great group to help them along. Realizing great power that they'd never known. Friendship and love, that's what they were shown. It doesn't matter how big of a muscle tone. Main characters can't do it alone.
Never do it alone. Never do it alone. Never do it alone. Never do it alone.
Those who break the rules are scum. Not much is true. But those who abandon their friends are worse than scum.
Main characters can't do it alone. They had a great group to help them along. Realizing great power that they'd never known. Friendship and love, that's what they were shown. It doesn't matter how big of a muscle tone. Main characters can't do it alone.
Never do it alone. Never do it alone. Never do it alone. Never do it alone.
Main characters can't do it alone. They had a great group to help them along. Realizing great power that they'd never known. Friendship and love, that's what they were shown. It doesn't matter how big of a muscle tone. Main characters can't do it alone.
Never do it alone. Never do it alone. Never do it alone. Never do it alone.
All right, and we are back. I like that joint as well. Main character. So when it comes to your creative process, does the beat come first, or do you already have the words? Like, how does that work?
So here's what happened with this. I knew that with the new album, I wanted to make a song about friendship because in anime and in obviously Power Rangers, friendship is a big thing, and I wasn't sure what to do with it. How do I start? What do I do? And one day I was going to YouTube, and I saw that scene again where Tommy turned good, and they're like, Tommy, we join us in the fight against evil, and Tommy's like, but after all that I've done to you guys, but Tommy, you're our friend. All right, I'll join you. All right, Rangers, it's morphing time. And all six of them morphed together for the first time. After watching that, I was like, that's it. There's what I'm looking for. So I basically just wrote a song about my own crew and how they relate to the Power Rangers.
Okay. I definitely like that. So
yeah.
Do you have any upcoming shows or anything?
Yeah, in Katy, Texas at the Wildcatter Saloon, December 5th, I'm opening up for Lil Flip.
Okay, that should be a good experience. All right, well, let's get another call on, see if they have a question for you, and we'll let them promote it.
Okay.
937-604.
Yo, what's up, yeah?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, this is Gemini the Queen. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
I'm doing
good.
Fine, yourself.
Awesome. I just wanted to call in and make sure I supported the show. But to the artist, like, you seem, you're real confident and you seem to come about very powerful. So that's really dope. I'm going to commend you on that because a lot of artists, even though they come out powerful, they don't really have any bars to back it up kind of thing.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
So that's just what it was. Matt, love to y'all, though.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you. So what are you doing out there?
Oh, planning on the move, probably going to the D, little things popping off, but it's all good.
Okay.
Come down to San Antonio. Gas is only $1.49 a gallon.
Oh, ours is $1.79. We close.
Oh, man, that's really close.
We close. Hey, man, I love San Antonio. I got people in San Antonio. Yeah,
oh, nice.
Cousins and
awesome.
Aunties. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I need to link more with a little bit of Texas.
Yes, you do. Everything is bigger here.
Oh.
I heard.
Yeah, just look at the
I
confidence
totally
in me.
Heard.
Imagine the confidence in somebody else.
Yeah,
that's a lie. Nobody else has as much confidence as me.
Hey, your confidence is through the roof, and who cares? So what? And
exactly.
What they gonna do about it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, I'm a Power Ranger. Are you really gonna try me?
Hey, you ain't know I was the Pink Power Ranger.
Really?
Ah, man. Ah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. Thank you, Queen, for calling. And before you go, throw your social media out there, you know, so people know where to find you.
Oh, man, I was just calling to support. But you know what? You know, just Gemini the Queen, Google me, everything right there. Thanks to all the check marks from the Lord and the talent. So y'all know where to hit me up. Gemini the Queen, Google right there, baby.
Okay, well, definitely. Thank you for calling in and supporting.
Definitely, definitely. I'm sorry it took me so long.
Hey, it's cool as long as you got here.
Amen.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful
no
life and do that shit with that music, right? Peace out
Heck
to everybody.
Yeah. Thank
you.
Yeah, well, you have a great day, sis, and you be safe out there.
All right.
Yep. Alrighty. So before we let you go, Deacon, throw your links and everything out there so people know where to find you.
My name is Deacon Rapp. That is VEACONRAP, no space in between. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Tinder. Let's see, where else? Yeah, you can just find me anywhere. And most of my pictures are either a guy in a blue suit or a guy who's halfway going Super Saiyan.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, yes, we and I wish you all the best with everything. And like I said, you are very animated and you are having a lot of fun with it. So I know you definitely want to go far because you definitely you're. I love when people have passion for like what they do. You know, because to me, it's not always about money. Yes, we like money,
yeah.
But you know, when you are enjoying what you do, it doesn't not feel like work.
Definitely, there was this group called Eddie and the Cruisers, right? And this one time at the recording studio, the studio didn't like their new album. And Eddie was just like, I want something great. I want something that nobody's ever done before. And his bass player was like, but Eddie, we ain't great. We're just some guys from Jersey. And Eddie was just like, Sally, if we're not trying to be great, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? So, yeah, I'm just trying to do something great because if you're not trying to be great or do something great, then why are you doing this?
Like, why? Exactly. And that should be how everyone looks at it, you know, just trying to just do something great and just be all they can be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we definitely have, and I know time flies when you are having fun. We have
definitely
enjoyed Speaking Raps coming on and chopping it up with us today. If anyone would like to know where they can get their music heard, I mean played on the show, schedule an interview, you can hit us up at Royal Crush Keisha, hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG. And for my co-host, you can hit him up at Mr. Runt All That on IG. To everyone, I know the world is a dark and gloomy place at times, but, you know, let's be kind to one another. Let's stay safe. Any last words, co-host or Deacon Raps? Any last words?
You said everything I wanted to say.
May the force be with you. What?
No, you're good. I'll let you finish.
May the force be with you. May the power protect you. Alon Z, and never give up on your dreams.
Exactly. I could not have said it any better. And let's be kind to one another. We will catch up with everyone next week. We will have another special guest for us. And all week long, we'll be promoting Deacon Rap.
Thank you.
So, Black Tear, let's go to 10 Toes by Butterball. Bars.
Bars.
Butter Bars.
Catchphrase 4.
Catchphrase
4. It's catchphrase 4. I can't be tripping on nothing, baby. So you know I'ma stay on 10 toes. I keep this shit like a punter, baby. So you know it's gonna hurt on my ingrowns. Give me some room like a Raider, baby. While I run up the score like an end zone. I'm yelling fuck all the haters, baby. Cause I don't give a damn about the friend zone. Friend zone, friend zone. Don't give a damn about the friend zone. I'm yelling fuck all the haters, baby. Cause I don't give a damn about the friend zone. Friend zone, friend zone. Don't give a damn about the friend zone. I can't be tripping on nothing, baby. So you know I'ma stay on 10 toes. I keep this shit like a punter, baby. So you know it's gonna hurt on my ingrowns. Give me some room like a ready, baby, while I run up the score like an end zone. I'm yelling fuck all the haters, baby, cause I don't give a damn about the friend zone. Friend zone, friend zone. Don't give a damn about the friend zone. Know they can't stand it like 10 toes, but they better be glad it ain't 10 more. I get this shit like I'm 10 foes, and it's in the touchdown like an end zone. Dropping it up like a jog home, and I'm glad that I ain't spread my ankle. They saw me put on the damn show, and this shit had to hurt like a canker. I got a belt like a dojo, ain't no taking the knee like Taekwondo. Never so vicious as beast mode. Will I ever be civil like ooh no? Cause I've been busted up when the word go. Heard it get busy like word phones. I'm like, no, they can't hold it like judo. Somebody cheer up like, you know, you know, you know. Swear if a way is a hit, though. Got me feeling myself like a solo. Ain't gonna deliver like Romo. What's a motherfucking point like a field goal? Just so we clear like a tenfold. That I get this shit in like some insoles. Fuck all the haters like sex low. And a real nigga fresh out the friend zone.
Turn up, turn up.
Real nigga fresh out the friend zone. can't be tripping on nothing, baby. So you know I'ma stay a little ten toes. I keep this shit like a punter, baby. So you know it's gonna hurt on my end grows. Give me some root like a ready, baby. While I run up the score like an end.